At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity, as you know, for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I hope you're keeping well. I hope you're all well on Wednesday, the 5th of November. So we've had a bit of a market sell-off in the last few days, and we've been able to sort of profit on all of our open trades so far with one trade outstanding. And hopefully we'll maximize profits today on that. So we've positioned ourselves towards the end of last week post FOMC, very much in a risk-off trade. We've got reasons to support that, the way that the Fed have kind of backed off their very dovish stance and adopting a bit more of a cautious approach, which is the complete opposite way around from September, if you remember. For those of you, you know, Fed, Jay Powell were remarkably dovish. So it went overboard from September to October in a very hawkish and bullish fashion with a really strong market response to the upside. And this FOMC has created the opposite conditions. So it's understandable. There's a lot of panic around tech stocks. And we're seeing really positive earnings and negative price action. And we've discussed quite a few times indiscriminate buying, and what that can lead to is on occasion little pockets of indiscriminate selling. So that's when you just get selling for no major reason apart from a general sort of anxiety or nervousness in markets. And the psychology is such where there is a series of sell execution orders, which ends up driving prices lower. And there's a few reasons for that. Liquidity within the system is one. That's something that's worth looking at Bitcoin. That's why we keep an eye on Bitcoin. And there's a lot of circular financing going on in AI, and they may be concerned that investors may struggle to get their money back with valuations and prices for these companies at such extreme levels. So on one hand, we can understand a little bit of panic selling. On the other hand, the structure behind the AI trade for now seems to be fairly solid, strong earnings. So what we're saying is, do we think we'll make new all-time highs? Yes. Is this an irrational period of selling? And is there a bit of fear and anxiety in there? Then the answer is also yes. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. In addition, we'll be hearing from the Supreme Court. I believe today is the day where we will get a bit of information on Trump tariff. Those global tariffs, reciprocal tariffs he's been rolling out, see whether they're legal or not. So we should get a little bit of an update on that. And actually, that in itself is quite counterintuitive, because if the markets find out that Trump can't proceed with the tariff narrative and dynamic, firstly, it'd be interesting to see what response we get from the executive. Secondly, as to whether they'll obey those orders. And secondly, the market will look at that as another sort of positive, and may very well rally off the back of it. So we've got really quite fascinating market conditions. Just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature, along with your ability to execute your trade plan in terms of entries and exits. Risk management, of course, along with trade management, very, very important features, and trend psychology, all important considerations, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, as you know, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. So let's start with a review then potential market moving news. So the other sort of major news event, and we've got very, very little significant news Monday and Tuesday. The RBA paused rates at 3.6 with inflation, you know, close to 3.5, 3.6 from memory, if I'm not mistaken. So we've got central banks, some central banks very much in line with the current rate of inflation, meaning if the rate of inflation increases, these central banks get themselves into a little bit of difficulty, and we'll see what the market response is around that, which should be fascinating. But today is really when things get really quite interesting. And we've got the first round of US job numbers, and we're expecting a positive 32,000. So I suppose the question around US jobs, this is the ADP, this is the private sector job numbers that we're going to get today. So not normally the you know, a significant news event, to be fair, on in most months, because you normally have payroll, non-farm payroll numbers coming through on Friday. But in the absence of non-farm payroll, ADP is a job number that we will get. Just have a look at non-farm payroll numbers down here. We're very tentative. We don't have any forecasts. So we don't really know where we're at as far as US jobs are concerned. So this is, I suppose, this will be quite an important figure for a number of reasons, because it just gives us a little glimpse in terms of whether things are holding their own, and we get something around 32,000 jobs, which is not zero. It's not minus 50,000. It's not minus 100,000. It's okay under the circumstances. It's still weaker. You know, we have come from sort of higher job numbers. So it is showing weakness, but we're not in negative territory, which would be the concern. So will we get, you know, a little bounce off zero? We'll have to wait and see. Now, below zero, you know, you may see a bit of the panic button be pressed. If it comes in 50,000 and above, that would probably be regarded as quite a strong number, which ironically means the Fed probably can't cut as freely as they would like to, because they're saying we're going to cut because of really bad job numbers. So it's going to be counterintuitive. If this is a really bad number today, we probably expect a rally. If this is a really good, positive, strong number, it probably means a decline, because the Fed probably are not going to be able to cut as freely as possible. We've also got ISM services, PMI numbers, and crude oil inventories, which should be quite interesting. I just want to share with you the charts. So yesterday we took profits at the S&P low. We also took profits on the euro dollar low and the pound low as well. And we took profits, it was around the 25,300 level. We were kind of bouncing off those lows as we speak, but we had a good momentum trade to the downside yesterday. We'll be posting that, because it was a take profit, you see. So overnight that triggered quite nicely. I'm not too sure why the trade line is not on the screen, but maybe I'll refresh that screen. Okay, that's a bit strange. Okay, so US oil is the last one we've got, a bias to the downside. We kind of got to the $60 level a couple of times. We still have lower highs. We're attempting to make lower lows, should we say. And we're looking to take profit down at these levels and see if we get back in below $60. So there might be a couple of opportunities there. So I wanted to just share this with you so I could... So clearly we've got some weakness across the indices markets. So straight away, we would look at bond markets and suggest, right, okay, how risk off is this? Are we seeing a rally in US government debt and treasury yields? And the answer is no. So we're seeing the opposite from what we would expect across the bond markets. So we've been dealing with this dynamic on and off now all year. So we're at 407. We were at 411, 411, and we've tipped over to 407. So at a time when equity markets are panicking, there's a bit of a rotation out of AI. We're getting weakness in the industry markets. We're getting strength in the dollar. At a time when we're risk on, we'd be looking for the bond markets to at least show signs of strain, and they don't seem to be doing it. So it just makes you wonder who has a role in this type of dynamic. And we've seen sort of, that's why it's been quite difficult to get to grips with the dollar recently. And it's because we're getting mixed signals. We're getting mixed pitches across the board. So not too sure what really is going on there in those bond markets. Clearly there is price up, yield down. So there is demand for those government bonds. We now anticipate that is probably more likely to do with a lot of purchasing of government debt from within in terms of corporate purchasing of US corporate debt, US government debt. So as opposed to foreign central banks. But clearly there seems to be a little bit of both. So perhaps these foreign central banks need to purchase US debt because it's somehow intertwined within the whole trade tariff discussions. So some really good trades now this week. We had to be patient. We had to wait for them. So it just goes to show how patient we do need to be when we trade financial markets on occasion. We don't always get a quick response and return. But that trade, lower highs, lower lows, was just rolling over. And yesterday we saw the explosive move to the downside. So we said that there's a few threats now to these markets over the course of the day. And just want to highlight really the momentum, which has been really, really quite strong. I'm just going to just emphasize that with a slightly larger. So we've got this type of momentum. So gold, we've got this type of momentum in the background. Now, the dollar pairs are quite interesting because we've had strong momentum previous to this little move. However, it must be said we're seemingly beginning to break and to pivot and to start looking structurally weaker for the euro dollar. So we've got a bit of work to do before we can start kind of buying, really. We kind of need a setup like we're seeing here in gold, which is price rolling over to the downside, moving sideways, creating a high, pulling back, failing to make a new low, and then getting that structural failure trade above the 40-30 level is not a bad kind of starting point. So the other sort of major impact for these markets today would be the Supreme Court. And we'll get a little bit of a breakdown today in terms of what that means. So what we're waiting for is US oil to, you know, make that move again back down to $60. And that's the last trade in the series of trades. So we've built a nice little portfolio of five decent trades, all profitable so far, with one remaining booked in profit elsewhere. And we're going to look for that next round of trades. So with this pullback, and do notice that the prices that we've pulled back into is really, really strong support. So we had strong support levels exactly around these levels in here. And prices have pulled back very, very nicely to them. So if the overall momentum is still to the upside, what we want to be mindful of is there's your pullback and there's your next trade. And this really depends on whether this pullback is a little bit more structural. If it's in the normal run of a market, which is what we should be getting. We should be getting pullback and extensions. And if this is it, and we get positive news around tariffs from the Supreme Courts in terms of saying they're illegal, we probably get a good strong bounce. If ADP comes in weaker, let's say, we probably get a good strong bounce. So the timing wise, we've set this trade up quite nicely. So no major issues there. We've got a big question mark over the euro dollar and the pound dollar. We were looking for opportunities to perhaps even buy those trades up until last week. Now that's begin to roll over to the downside. We'll have to see how prices play out around these lower levels. Will we get some dollar strength? We'll have to wait and see. So this is this is resistance levels now in gold. So that's resistance level. And will we get a strong breakout of those levels? We shall certainly wait and see. Sorry, that's way too big now. So this is the overall momentum. So we'll see if there's a buy trade here. It's really wide stop losses, really expensive trade. And the overall direction for us in crude oil, which is the last trade that we're in now at this stage, is actually still to the downside. But clearly that the support level in oil is proving really quite strong. So let's see if we can get down to these lower levels. Right. Okay. So listen, on that note, let's put together our trade plan, which will be as follows. So we're talking about mixed market conditions in terms of what bond yields are doing. They're kind of giving us a mixed picture. Apart from that, we've got mild risk-off conditions yesterday morning, which suddenly got really quite a lot more aggressive. Mixed stroke risk-off. With the move we saw yesterday is kind of a strong risk-off trade. I suppose the only caveat to that is the bond markets. So short-term indice weakness. Dollar short-term strength. So we saw both of those play out yesterday. We didn't really get to see US oil break below the $60 level, and we didn't really get gold getting above that 40-31. In fact, that level's probably So it's the 40-30. Okay, moving averages are slowly getting up to these levels. Looks like we're rallying higher. The difficult trade, gold. So let's remove gold for now because we don't really have we'll just refer to it as SCOTUS. So that's Supreme Court of the United States. Tariff. So need to double check on the tariff decision, but you see, I don't know if it will be with the Supreme Court. I know they're looking at the case today. I don't know if it's going to take a few days before we'll get some sort of response. So US indices short-term weakness. Right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Okay, so look, keeping, because we've had a good strong back pull back into support. So keeping the options open, we fully realize we've had a day of selling yesterday. That might give us some buying opportunities, believe it or not. So let's just keep the options open. We'll get ready probably for, we'll try and close out oil if we can. If we can get close to $60, we'll book in profit. We got very close to it yesterday. And so if we get to make that move, we'll try and secure profits in US oil. And we'll just really, we want to keep all options open going into that current, yeah, at this point in the current market cycle. So, and that's just off the back of significant market selling, this risk off trade. So, and yeah, looking to sell US oil below $60 is still intact. So let's see how we get on there. So look, what I'll do is I'll post this into the chat box for you. Do let us know if there's any questions. And yeah, those of you who can join us for the European trading session, we're going to see if we can take advantage of these opportunities. We do have big news out later on today. So we're firmly in the risk-off trade. Indices down, dollar up. It's the bond markets where there's a big question mark over that. And we still have an expectation with a strong dollar for the commodity markets to slightly weaken. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time. So we hope you can join us there. Everyone else, thanks for joining us as always. Take care of yourselves and we'll see you next time.